V'yelu yirokois shodem yoytze behem yedei chavosem apesach. These are different type of vegetables, yirokos, that you are yoytze, the mitzvah, doesn't say which mitzvah, on Pesach by night, which means the mitzvah's morer. The chazeres, the first one, and the first one you should use is chazeres. We'll see in the Gemara, that's Roman lettuce. The tamcho, you could be yoytze with a chrein, with horseradish. Over chachavina, another type of a herb. Over ocean, that's endives. Over morer, another type of a vegetable called morer, that's very bitter. So Rashi says, Eilu yirokos shodem yoytzvem nechavosem bechazeres otamcho v'ilshim kunu leforos b'gemorot. The Gemara will explain each one of these, what they are. Now, yoytzen v'hen, when you want to eat these herbs, these vegetables, to be yoytzen the mitzvahs morer on Pesach by night, you can be yoytzen by eating them. What does that mean? Bein lachin bein yiveshin. Whether they're wet, they're still fresh, or whether they're dried out, they're old already, still you can be yoytzen. Even with an old Roman lettuce, you could be yoytzen. Avoloi kvushim, but not if they're soaked. Kvushim means you like pickle them. Trashi kvushim b'chaymitz, in vinegar. You want to pickle these vegetables, that's no good. It doesn't have a tam morer anymore, you can't be yoytzem it's morer if it's soaked. Voloi shlukim, Rashi says shlukim means mevusholim harbi moid. If you cooked it very much, actually muchan, you cooked it so much that it became nimuch, it like got dissolved. You're not yet with tomorrow, that's kamat dissolved. For leim b'sholem, for this is a big chiddush. Not only if you cooked it so much that it was nimuach, even if you cooked it just a little bit, the regular cooking, Rashi kederech bishol, the way you cook something. If you cooked up these vegetables, this morer, you're not yet. If you cook up the horseradish, or you cook up the endives, or the chazeres, the Roman lettuce, you're not yet to mitzvah morer. Umetzarfin lekizayis. You can start from all these five minim, a little bit from this, a little bit from that, until you have a kezayis of moru. So Drashi, imein loy mi'echot mi'an kezayis. You don't have Roman lettuce enough of it to have a kezayis of it. Habu yesh loy mi'zechat izayis and mi'zechat izayis. You have half a kezayis of the horseradish, and half a kezayis of Roman lettuce. It's mitzarif from ze'im ze. You are mitzarif to put them together. Kidei lotzas yudei chavosei. Even though they don't taste alike, one tastes different than the other one, so what? As long as they all have a tam morer to it, so since you can be yoytze with each one of them separately, if you don't have a shear of each one, but you have a shear together, two or three of them together, you could be yoytze the mitzvah's morer. The yoytzein, the klach shalahem, not only the leaves, but even the klach, even the stalk, it could also be yoytze. As by a horseradish, the whole thing is the klach, the stalk. But all of them, by Roman lettuce, these other things, it could be yoytze with the stalk itself, not only the leaves, but the stalk also. Vaitam, uvidmai, if you have these peres which are demai, in other words, you bought them in Eretz Yisrael off an Amoritz, that midrabon, and you're not allowed to eat demai, but like we had before, it's only mitchili, you're not allowed to eat it, it's a chumra midrabonim, but really, if you do eat it though, you could be yoytze mitzvahs amoru. Uvimai tzarishen, shenot l'trumosai. Who are then, if you have maitzarishen, that they gave to the Levi, and they did not take off Trumosli. As the Gemara before said, it means that you did not take off Trumagadela, but instead you rather gave it right away to the Levi, you gave him the Meisterishin, and the Levi takes off Trumas Meister, the Lacharid, you don't have to take off Trumagadela anymore. O Meister Shein is the Hegdishaniftu. Who are then, if you have these Paris, these Yerokas, are Meister Sheini, or else they were Hegdish, you were Makdish them, and then you appointed them. You took your money and you said the Kedusha should go off these payers onto the money. It's Chal the pigeon. Lamela, you could be Yaitz and Mitzvah Morer with Maisa Sheni after you appoint to it. Or else with Hegdish after you appoint to it. And we'll see the Gemara and ask the question, Pshitam, like we had the Gemara before by Matzah, their Pshitam. And the Gemara before gave to him what the Kedusha was, that you appoint there, but you weren't Maisa B'Chaymish. You only appoint to the Karen, not the Chaymish. The Chidish is that the Chaymish is not market. The extra fifth that you're supposed to give. So Drashi with the Maya the Maisarishan, Avo Beteva Loy. But if it's Mamish Tevil, you did not take off any trumas yet at all, it's awesome to rise to eat it, and you can't be ate the mitzvah's murder with it. The Yafagav the Maisarish Rabbonin, Rashi says, even though Bechlau Yerokis, you only have a chi of trumas the Maisarish Midrabbonin, as Midiraisa, you only have a chi to take off trumas the Maisarish from Dogon Pirish Vyitzer, only from the 5 minute Dogim, and from wine and from olives, from grapes and from olives. Everything else is only midrabbonin. There's a chiyuv to take off trumas amaisis. So these yerokis here only have a chiyuv midrabbonin. Still hevele mitzvah bo biavera. Still you're not yetsa mitzvahs morer with these types of vegetables. Since midrabbonin it's also tidit, you didn't take off trumas amaisis at all. So it's an avera midrabbonin. You can't be yetsa the mitzvah with an avera of a midrabbonin. Dumya diyotza shen alokif. The amorim bepirkus. That's like we had before. If you have the vegetables that are growing in an osuf, shein anokuf, it was only midrabbonon, still we say there's a psul of mitzvah bo biavera. So to Gemara, what are these meaning now? Chazeres, that's chasa. And the Mishnah says this is the first choice, mashma, that's the best thing to use, which is Roman lettuce. Ulshin, that's hindavei, that's endives. Tamcho, that's so Omar Rabbah Bar Bar Chona Tamchosa Shmo. The name is Tamchosa, which is horseradish. Chachavina, what's Chachavina in the Mishnah? Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Atzavsa de Dikla. It's the bark that grows around the palm tree. So Drashi Atzavsa de Dikla Siv Hagodol Benichrach Sovel Ladekom. Some type of a bark that grows around the palm tree. Shekurin Vadila. So that's type of a growth that's edible. You can eat that tomorrow, yet to the mitzvah tomorrow. Over morer, what does morer mean? Marisa, that's the type of a vegetable, it's called marisa. Trashi, vihi, pupritz. That's what it is. Moratoni bakapora. Elu yirokois, shodem yoitz ben yedechavos matesach. These are also the different types of yirokas, vegetables that it could be yet to mitzvah tomorrow when eaten on Pesach by night. The ulshin, with endives. Over tamcho, with chrein, with horseradish. Over charchalin, as here is saying something more than the Mishnah. Over charchalin, over charchavinin, that we have in the Mishnah. Over chazerin, yes. Rashi charchalin, Rashi lo yisparish shemoy. Rashi doesn't know what exactly what it is, but he says that type of a vegetable it could also be yetsa mitzvahs morer. Over chazerin, that's Rashi chazeris. That's the Roman lettuce in the Mishnah. We have Yehudu, and Rabbi Yehudu says. Af ulshe sode v'ulshe gina. You could also be ate with endives that has another name to it. It's not a plain endive, but has the shame ulshe gina. Even though it has another name to it, still you could be ate to Mrs. Murrow. Shrashi ulshe sode, af agav v'yeshlem shame levoy, another nickname to it. Harayank ulshe gina. Has the regular ulshe and the regular endives is found ulshe gina. Ulshe sode is another type, but still you could be ate. V'chazeres. You can be ate with chazeres also. So the more ulshe gino v'chazeres hotoni l'resha. That's pretty you can be ate with regular endives and with regular Roman lettuce. So what's his chiddush? What's his hakikom? This is what the Rebbe meant to say. Af ulshe sada, even endives that has a nickname to it, it's called ulshe sada. I would think maybe it's a different type of a different type of vegetable. No, you should know it has the same halacha ka ulshe gino v'chazeres. It's the same thing like a regular endive and like Roman lettuce. Just like you could be yaitza with Roman lettuce, you could be yaitza with this ulshe sada, you also yaitza mitzvah tomorrow with this type of a vegetable. Rabbi Meir Weimer, afas bosis, vetura. Another two different type of vegetables. You could be yaitza with them. Omar yirura. This also you could be yaitza. Omale Rabbi Yaisi. So Rabbi Yaisi told her Meir, Asvosa Vatura Echadu. No, Asvosa Vatura is the same type of a min. It's not one thing. Yeah. Umar Zehu Yerura. The other girth is Chadhu. It's really one thing. It's Asvosa Vatura is one thing. Umar, who? Umar, who? It's bitter. Vizehu Umar Yerura. It's the same thing as Umar Yerura. Just so these three different types of vegetables, it's a question of it's three different types. Or if it's just one type. Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel. Elu Yerokai Sh'odim Yetzibem Yidei Chavosu V'Pesach. These are the different type of vegetables that you could use for mitzvahs morer on Pesach by night. The Chazeres, that's the first thing. The best thing is Roman lettuce. B'ulshin endives. Over Tamcho with chrein. Over Charchavinon. That we have in the Mishnah. That's also that's this bark around the palm tree. Over Charginon. Over Har Dufanin. Rashi, Duft Rashi, Yesh Meforshin Alushin, another type of a vegetable. We have Yehuda Leiner, Af Chazeres Yulin. Even this type of a Roman lettuce that has another nickname to it, also you could be Yaitza. V'chazeres galim. Also, these things also yotzer. Even though they have another name to it, it's still called the min, a vegetable to be yotzer with myrrh. Shrashi chazeres galim, shein levoyhu. It's another nickname it has. Mer ki yotzer boi rebbe loyi oimer. Nishum rebbe loza. Af arak, rakvulavin. You could yotzer with this type of vegetable, arakvulin. Exactly what it is. Rashi says, Arakfalin, the first Pesach Perek Shem of the Ervin. Atsafsa chazaisahu, siv godel viyav amin liyatzmiu. So some type of a bark that grows around something, and it's a thick thing, it's called a min by itself. You can be able to, with this type of a growth, grows for more. The chazarti akol tamidav, and he says, now you went to ask all this tamidim, Rashi shereblezim, or the kastili chobles tayeni shesham adavazem ipiv loy matosi. He wanted to find one of the Talmidim of Reb Lezer that also heard this memra to say that with that Ravlevin, or you could be yotzer to mitzvahs morim. Well, the kashtu rechov Reb Lezer mitzvah, I didn't find any of the Talmidim to ask him to this. Ukeshevos nefnei Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, but when I went in front of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, hoidel dvorai. He was minded to my dvorai, what I heard, that this type of a vegetable, you could also be yotzer to mitzvahs morim with it. Well, if you do in there, kol sheyesh loisrat. Any type of a vegetable that has some juice coming out of it, that's a min to be yotzer. Shrashi sraf, kishesoich denoisoi, b'mokim chituchoi. When you cut the vegetable in half, and you like squeeze it out, some sap comes out of it. Is mimenu sraf lovin, a white type of a sap, kicholov like milk. That's a simen that it's more, it's bitter, and it can be yotzer mitzvahs more with it. Reb Yechin ben Brukweiner, kol sheponov machsifin, another simen. That it's not completely green, but it's rather a little bit white, a little bit pale. If the vegetable looks a little bit pale, it could also be yotzer mitzvahs morim. Shrashi machsifin, ein a yorek moed, it's not very green, kikarsi, ela paldish, a little bit pale. Acherim odasei, acherim oimrim, kol yerek mar, any bitter vegetable, yesh loy sraf, upon of machsifin. Like he's been asking for his last two mandiyarmim. That any bitter vegetable has these two simonim to it. That you cut it, inside is a little sap, white sap coming out of it, and also it's a little pale, it's not completely green. Shrashi kol yerek mar, tavayu islay, they have both these simonim. Yesh lo sraf upon a machlifin. They name simonim mar. That's the simon how to tell which vegetables are good for mar. If you cut it and there's a white sap comes out of it and it's a little pale, that's good. Here's what says now Mishnah Pshiti Yoitzim. But even the things that doesn't say in the Mishnah, we make the simen it's good. The Maaseh, we're not tzemech on the simen, we only use what the Mishnah says. V'edomer apuna, halacha kacherim. The halacha is like a cherim also, that if you could make these simonim and tell that there's a sap, and it's a little bit pale, you could be yetzer for mitzvahs morim. V'ravina ashkechel ravacha brei de rova. Ravina found that ravacha, the son of rova, teve mahader amarisa. When he went to take Mora for the Seder B'nai to Pesach, he used to look after the vegetable that was very, very bitter. He looked for something very, very bitter. Is Omalais, Ravina asked him, my Daitcha, what's your svar, what are you doing? How come you're looking for such a bitter thing? The Marisa Tfei, that you think what? The more bitter it is, the better it is to use. So that's why you're looking for something very, very bitter. For Chazeres Tanant, yes, Ravina asked the Kasha, no. And now Mishnah says, what's the best thing to use? It says the best thing is chazeres. Chazeres is Roman lettuce that's not that bitter, and that's the best choice. So Mashman, that's the best thing you should use, is Roman lettuce. So how come you're looking after something that's very, very bitter? Right, Tanan, Vatana the very Shmuel, chazeres. Shmuel also said in his memory the first one was chazeres. V'yom Rabbeishiya, mitzvah the chazeres. The best thing to use is Roman lettuce. Trashi mitzvah the chazeres. K'deforash taimah, k'derovah. Reb Yenison, like we'll soon see why. So I called upon Ravina, had a cash from him. How come you were looking for a very, very bitter herb? What's wrong with chazeres, Roman lettuce? The Yomar Rova, Rova said, my chazeres, what is chazeres chasa? That's a type of a lettuce, type of Roman lettuce. Now, my chasa, why is it called chasa? The chas rachmon alavon, because the Eberstadt rachmon asanos. Shrashi, my chasa, my time of karina le chasa, why do we call it chasa? Mishum de zecheru. It's a remembrance, the chas rachmon alon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmonas on us. It's true, the Mitzrayim gave us a lot of hardship, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmonas on us, he took us out. Is al malachi kaima. So you see what, this chas, this Roman lettuce, is only made to be used for Moreh Pesach by night to show the symbol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out also. So, for Yomer Shmuel ben Achmein, Yomer Yenisin, Lama Nimshlu Mitzriyim Kemoreh, why were the Mitzriyim Daima Tomorrow? Loimeloch, Ma Moreh Zeh Shetchilasa Rach V'Seifa Kosher, just like a Moreh at the beginning it's soft, at the end it's very, very hard, Af Mitzriyim, Chilasa Raka V'Seifa Kosher, at the beginning they didn't work so hard with the Eden, just later on they worked much harder. But at the beginning they didn't work so hard. So what did Moreh? At Chilasa Rach means at the beginning when it's soft, when it's fresh, it's not so bitter. It only gets bitter, the harder it gets, the more bitter it gets. That's a good symbol for Moreh Pesach by night, to Mitzrayim also. At the beginning they didn't work, they didn't make us work so hard, no later we worked harder. Drashi Chilasa Raka. V'etchilas nishtabdu lemayidei schar. At the beginning the Mitzrayim used to pay us. This Roman letter, if you let it stay longer, it becomes mamash hard like an ape, like a wood, and that's very, very bitter. So the kids of Ravine asked him, there's no need to have something so bitter, but it's better to have rather Roman lettuce, which is not that bitter. So Omaleh, he answered back, Hadri bi, I'm taka chayzer. Shrashi, Hadri bi, lo yaisifayit, I won't look after anymore for something so bitter, but rather I'll look after something Roman lettuce. So it's interesting. The Sfasem says the Pshat is that it's interesting to Zach. In Moreh is supposed to be Chosar Rachmon Olon. Even on the Chur, that's not bitter. Like bitter means Faket that the Mitzrayim worked with us hard. And Chosar Faket, that's the Gula. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us and saved us from the Mitzrayim. But Masma, the Gemara is saying no, both in Yonam are supposed to be in Moreh. In other words, Moreh doesn't have to be that bitter. True, it should be a little bit bitter. But it doesn't have to be that bitter, because Gefort, the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved us from the Shibud. So it's good, that's why the best thing is Roman lettuce. Even though Mestam Roman lettuce is the least bitter of them all. A horseradish is much, much more bitter than Roman lettuce. The pshat is you don't have to take the most bitter. It's not an inyut to have the most bitter for Moreh. It's enough to have just a little bit bitterness. Because Faket is also an inyut in Moreh to show that the Kodesh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us and saved us. So Faket, you're not supposed to take something that bitter. So I call upon him, then you need to take chazera to take Roman lettuce. Even though it's not that bitter, but it's a little bit bitter, that's enough. Lemaisa, what to use, some people don't like to use Roman lettuce, because at times the hint that has too many bugs on it, and it's not possible to clean it out, so you're better off taking something else, not to be over the issue of eating live bugs. But lemaisa, if you do use Roman lettuce, you have to check it out very carefully, which is very hard to check it out. You have to first see what it means to look for. You never believe your eyes until you see it. You first see that little white or green spot there, the mamash looks like part of the leaf, and know there's something walking around there. That's why some people, takalamaisa, use chrein. The next best thing to use is chrein. Eye is very, very sharp. It's too hard to use. So the eitzah is the groz eitzah. The groz eitzah is what you should do is, before Pesach, grind it up. Use a grater. Yeah. Grate out the horseradish. And you're supposed to close it up, keep it sealed tight with plastic over it. Because otherwise, the mamish won't have any taste at all at night. And then when you come home from davening, at the beginning of the seder, you should uncover it. Put it in a plate, spread it out on a plate, and uncover it then. And half an hour later, by the time you come tomorrow, it won't be that strong anymore. Then it's edible. So ma'isa, then it's edible. You could eat a kezayis of the grated horseradish. See how with some people, oh, that's the best thing to use. But these are menhagim. Right. Omalei Rav Ruchumia Labaya. Mimai Dahai Moreh Min Yeriku. His how does the Mishnah know when the Torah said we're supposed to use Moreh, it means a bit of vegetable? Eimam Ruyusa de Kufya. Maybe it's a bit of type of a fish. How do we know what Moreh means? It could be a bit of fish. Maybe use that for Moreh. Rashi says, Marisa de Kufya, Moreh shall dog. It's the gallbladder of the fish. Sheshmai Kain. That's his name, Moreh. And it's very bitter. So maybe that's what he's supposed to use for Moreh. How do we know the term meant to say means a bitter vegetable? Now, the Gemara dum yu dematzah. It's a heckish tematzah. Ma matzah gedule kaka. Ask Moreh gedule kaka. Just like matzah is something that grows out of the ground, mistama Moreh is also something that grows. And a fish doesn't grow out of the ground. Drashi ki matzah shrei hukshu. Torah says, our matzah from Moreh yachluhu. You should eat it together, matzah and Moreh. So just like matzah grows, hu adin, a Moreh should be something that grows. The yema hirduf, maybe means a hirduf.
So Drashi eats, that's a wood, or a tree. Shaham tikpai moishas me mara diarminam, neis petech neis, shuhoye mar vu hirdif. It's a very bitter tree. So maybe, how do you know you have to use something that, good, you have to use something that grows? How do you know a vegetable, maybe a bitter tree? Now the Gemara dumya damasa, daima tamasa. Ma matza means roim, something that grows that's edible. Is af mara means roim, something that's edible. For the Gemara v'yemar hazifa, maybe it means hazifa, Rashi says, it means zera, it's a type of a seed. Of the samha mavas l'beimu, it's a very bitter seed, and it's poison for animals. So maybe this poisonous seed, you should use for mara. Avada doesn't kill a person, otherwise you wouldn't eat it. Well, you're not supposed to kill yourself. But it's a very bitter thing that's poison for Beimam. Maybe that's what you should use for Moru. Now the Gemara again, Dumi the Matzah. Ma Matzah Shinikechas the Kes of Meiser. Just like Matzah is something that you could buy with the money you have of Meiser Sheni. When you come to your Yerushalayim, you have to buy food. You could buy Matzah. I'll tell you, Af Moru, the same thing with Moru, means Shinikech the Kes of Meiser. It has to be such a food that you could buy with Meiser, with Kes of Meiser. Rashi Yazifein and Nikkav Kesav Meiser, the Ain a Pri, it's not called a Pri Meichel. The Anan Uchlabina, it's not something you eat. It's not a Pri that you eat. It's something for care you give to animals to kill them. It's not called a Pri. So you can't buy it with Moyes, Meiser Sheni, you can't use it for Murr. His Murr has to be a vegetable that's eaten. That's an edible thing. Just it has to be a little bit bitter. So the Murr, Omale Rabba Bar Rab Chonin Labaya. Ema Murr Chad. Maybe only one vegetable is good. Pick one, that's all. How did the Mishnah know to say so many? Rashi, Eima Marachad Minahu, Manach Yirokas, Vlav Kolhani, Elamar Shebekulan. Let's take the most bitter one of all these five Minim. Maybe that's the Mur. How do we know it all five? Because the Gemara Murorim Ksiv. The Pasuk says Murorim. Al Matas Murorim Yachluhu. Ksiv. The Eima Murorim Trey. Good. Maybe it only means two though. And the Gemara Dumi the Matzah. Ma matzah minim harbi, just like by matzah before we have five minim, af mor minim harbi. You could be yotze with different type of minim of vegetables, you could be yotze mor. Omer rabba bar rab hunim. Omer rab. Yeroke shamru chachomim shodim yotze ben medei chavos lepesach. The different vegetables that the chom said this is the min that you could be yotze the mitzvah mor with, kulam nizroyim barugachas. You should know vilchas klayim, the avaminer is, it's like one min zera, one min zroyim. There's no issa klayim. You're allowed to plant them all next to one another. Even though there's an issa to plant different types of zroyim, different vegetables near one another. But these five minim are like all one min, and you can plant them together. That's the avaminer. Kulam nizroyim barugachas. So the moral lemeimer, you want to tell me, to lespul mishum klayim? That there's no way to climb on these five minim of Yerukas. Most of Rabbi, a Rabbi Esakasha. It says, a Mishnah climb. Chazeres, if you have this Roman lettuce, the Chazeres galen, another type of Roman lettuce, or else Ulshin, endives, the Yulshe Soda, this type of an endive, or else Kirishin, that's leek, or Kirishe Soda, another type of a leek, or else Kuspur, the Kuspe Soda, another type of a vegetable.
Rush doesn't say what kuspur is.
Yeah. Or else, chardol, the chardol mitzri, mustard, and this type of mustard, or doloyasa mitzri, viharmutza, and this type of vegetables, enam klayim zebze. These two things, like, are not klayim one with the other. So it's a diuk, what does that mean? Chazeres v'chazeres galin, in. Only that these two types of Roman lettuce, Chazeres and Chazeres Galen, these two are not klayim zebezeh. You could plant these two one next to another. Of a Chazeres b'yul shaloi, mash mechili though, but Chazeres, Roman lettuce, and endives would be klayim. It's also to plant one next to another. So how could you say the five minim of Al Mishnah are not klayim zebezeh? Zichi Tehne, maybe you want to tell me. Kula b'hadodi katoni lu, no. Maybe this whole Mishnah means that the not climb doesn't only mean these two, but it means all five, fakir, all five, this whole minim are not climb zebizir. Maybe that's beyond this Mishnah. So the more no, vo'omarav, zuga zuga katani. Not that the Mishnah says you're allowed to plant that only means these two. There is chazeres and chazeres galin, those two are considered like the same type of a vegetable, you can plant next to another. But avada chazeres and ulshin, you're not allowed to plant one next to another. So Asfakeh, how could Rabbi Barafuna say that all these Yerukas, you're allowed to plant next to another? Here the Mishnah says clearly, only Roman lettuces can you plant together.
but not end dies in Roman letters. You see, there is a din kalayim together. So the kasha on him, have the Gemara, man is royim. The yomer, what did he mean to say that they're planted together? The yomer rav, he meant to say, nizroyim kilchosen. Enachnami, avadi the yoti is the kalay is royim. Havadi, you're not allowed to plant end dies and Roman letters next to one another. There would be an isaklayim. So that's what Rav said, the planted kilchosen means the way you're supposed to, kilchosen. So what does that mean? We have before one aruga, six tvachim by six tvachim, you're allowed to plant five different seeds. One at all four corners, and one right in the middle. That's the halacha, how much you can plant seeds, one next to another, and they don't get yonig, they don't get nourishment one from the other. So tomorrow, kilchosen, kilchosen. And that's what Rav meant to tell me. Tanina, we learned that already. That aruga, if you have a row, you're growing vegetables there. If it's six tvachim,